Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to this episode of Tuesday Teaching Tips. It is number 294, and today we're beginning a brand new series. The series is called How to Speak to All Generations. How to Speak to All Generations. I don't know how many parts in this series we shall have. Well, it depends a bit on the feedback I get. But how to speak to all generations is very important, whether you're older or younger. Embracing everybody is something God wants when we speak, when we preach, when we teach, isn't it? Bear in mind, in Acts chapter 2, verse 17, in the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Sons and daughters will prophesy. Young men see visions. Old men will dream dreams. I know it's not specifically about speaking, but the point is, God wants his word to connect with all generations. And you and I, who had the privilege to teach this amazing book, we have the privilege to speak to more than one generation at a time in most contexts. And how do you do that? In fact, perhaps you might want to ask yourself, how good are you at that? Personally, I find it easier to connect with some generations than others. I find the younger generations a bit harder to connect with in general. I find the older generations, perhaps my own, a little easier to connect with in general. And that's part of the reason why I'm off to a conference in Oklahoma next week. It's the Telios or Telios Conference. You can find the link in the show notes. The conference theme is this. I'll read from the website. It's about Gen Z or Generation Z this side of the Atlantic. The ongoing conversation. We've gathered, it says, thought leaders from different disciplines and different faith traditions to approach this discussion from many lenses, including cultural intelligence, current sociological research, family studies, adolescent development, psychology, youth ministry, spirituality studies. Our hope is to engage thought leaders, scholars, church leaders, and youth and family ministers as we learn together how to better include and empower Gen Z, in our faith communities. That's the aim of the conference. And I'm not of Gen Z, that's not me, I'm older. I want to learn better how to connect with that generation. What is Gen Z? Generation Z, colloquially known as Zoomers, according to Wikipedia, is the demographic cohort succeeding millennials preceding Generation Alpha. Researchers and popular media use the mid to late 1990s as starting birth years and the early 2010s as the ending birth years. Most members of Generation Z are children of Generation X. That's from Wikipedia. That means they're older than 10 years old and younger than 30, roughly speaking. So that group, older than 10, younger than 30, they are in our church services. They are listening to me teach and preach, and perhaps you yourself. How do we connect well with them? Hey, I'm 62. I know I don't look it. Thank you very much. But I am 62. In fact, I am 62 today on the day of recording. And I'm thinking about how I'm connecting with the younger generations, especially. There is a generation ahead of me that is in our church services too, but the majority of people I speak to now are younger than me. And so I need to think about that. And perhaps you do too, whatever generation you are in. How are you doing at appealing? That's not quite the right thing. Appealing to, connecting with, and being effective at your communication with people older than you and younger than you. So I'm going to this conference with two goals. At least two. I'll think of some more, I think, in the next few days. But one is to learn how to adapt my speaking to appeal to the Generation Z, but also to all generations, and how to help other people, how to train them in adapting their speaking to different generations. You know, the Apostle Paul, I mean, Jesus was great with all kinds of people, wasn't he? But let's think about Paul for a minute. He was great at connecting with younger people as well as older. You remember the scene in Acts chapter 20, verses 9 and 10, about Eutychus, who falls into a deep sleep and falls out of the window and dies, and then Paul raises him from the dead. He's a young man. In that room, there was a young man who was listening. He was there up all night listening to Paul preach. He was thirsty and hungry for God's word to the point where he couldn't keep his eyes open. Paul was effective at reaching younger people. Of course, Timothy, we believe, was quite a young man when Paul mentored him, and he says to him in 1 Timothy 4:12, don't let anyone look down on you because you are young. Set an example. Paul knew how to reach people like that, different generation to his own. But he was also good with the older people too. He could connect. We learn when he meets the Ephesian elders in Acts chapter 20. He meets with them, he talks with them, he speaks to them about things they need to be paying attention to in their ministry. But then he kneels down with them, they all pray, and they weep as they embrace him and kiss him. And there's a closeness there. So he He's working with the elders. He's working with the younger church leader. He works with and connects with all these different generations. I would like to be a little bit more like the Apostle Paul. So when I attend this conference, I want to be asking the right questions. I'm going there, but I want to have the right questions in mind to ask, and perhaps they'll be shaped a bit by being there and listening to people, of course, as they speak and discuss things. But I think it'd be helpful for me to prepare myself to be thinking about the right things. What am I looking for? And so I'm asking you, this is the whole purpose of this recording today, at least, is to ask you to help me. Asking you to help me that when I fly off to Oklahoma next Wednesday, that I'll have the right things in my mind. So things like, the questions coming to my mind are things like, what aspects of speaking are universal to all generations? So I'm talking here not about the specific content, but more about the way in which we communicate. So what aspects of speaking, what ways of communicating, preaching and teaching are the same for all generations? And what aspects of speaking, what practicals, what ways of communicating are unique to different generations, if indeed there are any? Are there? That's another question behind that question. Are there any things that are unique to Gen Z or Gen X or Gen Y or boomers or these different generations? Are there some things that are unique? And I suppose most specifically for me, how can older people like me, I may not be quite ancient, but I'm certainly older, how can older people like me connect with younger generations? The generations that come that are younger than me, the 50s, the 40s, the 30s, the 20-year-olds, the teenagers, and perhaps even the preteens. How do I learn this? Now, I may never be the best at communicating to different generations. That's okay. We don't have to be necessarily equally good at all the generations. We've got different gifts. That's okay. That's why we need a preaching and teaching pool in our churches, because we do connect with different generations a little better. But I've got to be at least decent, haven't I? All of us have got to be at least decent in speaking to the different generations. Perhaps we have a specialism, an area where we connect more than others. That's fine. But at least effective with all the different generations. And that is my goal for this conference, is to learn better how to be effective at connecting with that generation of the current 10 to 30-year-olds in our congregations. So my final question to you today is this. What questions would you suggest I ask? When I go over there, what would you suggest I ask? Now, next week is the day before I fly. I'll post another one of these with your feedback and some thoughts on that. So please let me know what you think. You can comment on YouTube. You can send me an email, malcolm@malcolmcox.org. If you're listening to the podcast, you should be able to leave a message on the podcast or on my website. There's the facility for you to leave a message there. So in some way or other, please let me know your thoughts about about the kind of questions that it would be good for me to have in mind as I go to this wonderful conference. And I'll tell you more about that in another recording coming later this week. So that's what I want to share with you today. Speaking to all generations, how do we do that effectively? Lastly, before we finish, just a reminder that the Old Testament survey module for the AIM Institute, Athens Institute of Ministry for UK and Ireland, is coming up on the 4th of March when I get back from Oklahoma. That'll be one of the first things we do. Registration is up and running on Eventbrite. You can check out more details on the AIM UK and Ireland website, but you're probably best off just going there to register. If you have any questions, drop me an email at the aforementioned email address. All the links will be in the show notes, in the podcast, on my website, and on the YouTube channel as well. So let me know if you'd be interested in that. That'll do for today, I think. Please pray for me that I learn what God wants me to learn at this conference. And until the next time, keep calm and carry on teaching. Take care and God bless you.